and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. What offends you? I think sometimes we get offended because of our expectations. I think this story we have before us is about expectations, about what John expects of Jesus. And that's why he asked the question, are you the one? This is a story about expectations of the crowd. What do they expect John and Jesus to be? And these people reject them because those expectations were not met. They were, in some ways, offended by them. Now, with John, he's asking the question. He sent his disciples. In Luke, it's not clear where John is. In Matthew, we know that he's arrested by Herod and thrown in prison. And I think in Luke, it's fair to think of him as being in prison, asking this question of Jesus. Can you imagine John, the one who's been out in the wilderness preparing the way of the Lord, being arrested and hearing these stories of Jesus and wondering, is this the one? And as he languishes in prison, he wonders. Because Jesus, you know, said that the prisoners will go free, and here I am, a prisoner. Is this the one? And Jesus and Luke tells us, they give us kind of a reprise of what's happened in these first six chapters leading up to this chapter 7, that all these healings have happened, all these wonders, all these signs, all these things that say that, yes, indeed, this is the one. And yet, we wonder. We wonder because often what Jesus teaches and what Jesus is about is offensive. It's offensive to our expectations of who Jesus is supposed to be. For those who are expecting the Messiah, he was supposed to overthrow Rome. He was supposed to return Israel to its great power. He was supposed to be the next King David. And he wasn't, and he taught different things, and it was offensive. And it made me think about, what is it that I get offended about that just doesn't matter, that gets in my way of seeing what's right in front of me? Because I think that's what's going on. These expectations have blinded people to what is happening right in front of them with this one, the Messiah. It reminded me of the story of in a former parish when this woman came up to me to complain. She was offended by how this young person dressed for church. I asked her, well, have you spoken with him? Have you got to know him? Well, no. Why would I do that? Well, why would you do that? Because what you needed to learn about this young man was he was walking to church every Sunday by himself to be in this place. If you got to know him, you would know that his mother is an alcoholic. His dad is abusive. And the only place he feels safe is here. And you're offended because he's wearing a ball cap and his jeans are ripped. What are you offended by that blinds you and puts up walls so that you're not in relationship to those who God brings in your midst? What did you go out to the desert to see? Beautiful reeds waving in the wind? Did you go out to see someone who's wearing soft robes and walking and enjoying the sunlight? And yet you're offended by being greeted by a man wearing camel hair and who hadn't showered for a while, telling you you need to change your ways. Susan and I drove down to Seattle last night, and we drove by all these tents, and these makeshift shelters, and out of my mouth came, look at all this horrible garbage along the street. I was offended by the garbage, not the fact that my brother and my sister are sleeping out in the cold and rain with barely a millimeter of nylon separating them from the elements. I wasn't offended by that. I was offended by the garbage. We need to quit being so offended about things that don't matter. We need to start being offended by those things that really matter. These people who wondered who this Messiah was those same people who were offended first by John because he didn't eat and drink with sinners, and they claimed that he had a demon. And they were offended by Jesus because he was the exact opposite. He ate and drank with sinners, and they called him a drunkard. And those are all excuses so that they wouldn't have to what? Actually hear the word of God being spoken to them. You see how our offense often is a defense mechanism to deflect what God is up to in our lives. Unless we miss the point, Jesus gives this great illustration. When the children in the street play a flute, you don't even stop and bother to dance. And when the children in the street are wailing, it doesn't even bring a tear to your eye. Are you the one? Jesus, are you the one who's coming into the world? Are you the one who's going to change my heart so that I quit being offended by silly things and start being offended by the fact that my brothers and sisters are starving, are cold, are fleeing their countries, are dying on the shores of countries who reject them? I'm proud of this congregation because we know what the work is that's put before us. We work hard at collecting socks and food and sending money to those who need it. We need to continue to do those things and go to Olympia like Ray Thomas brought several folks down to Olympia yesterday to sit in those offices and remind our representatives who they are to stand up for. We are a congregation that attempts to quit worrying about being offended by silly things and stepping out into the world and raising our voices for that which is important. Let's continue that good work. And let's quit being offended by stupid stuff. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.